Sugarcane production in India has fallen as farmers over the years shifted to better-paying food crops. Production in the year ending in September is estimated to drop 40% to 14.8 million tons. S.L. Jain is a departing director general of the Indian Sugar Millers Association. He says the sugar industry today faces a critical time that could spell the end for the country's status as a major exporter.
There has been an increase of 72% in the food crops price by the government of India. Sugarcane is only 24%, so therefore it is not a competitive crop with food. We are very happy if we are able to meet our requirement, which is increasing every year because population is increasing. Maybe in some good times when the weather is very good, but in my vision, I cannot see any export of sugar, any export taking place from India.
About 36% of global sugar production comes from Asia. Bad weather in many sugarcane growing countries such as Brazil and the shift to other crops in some places are contributing to a global shortfall in sugar. For instance, in Vietnam, some mills temporarily shut down this year because of lack of sugarcane. Prices have surged to 28-year highs to about 50 cents a kilogram. India, the biggest consumer of sugar, will have to import millions of tons this year to satisfy its annual consumption of 22.5 million tons. And if India permanently stops exporting sugar, prices could go even higher. Until recently, India was the second biggest supplier of sugar after Brazil. Thailand has now moved into that spot, but it cannot produce enough to satisfy global demand in the short term. Jain says the situation in India is exacerbated by government intervention. The government sets the price that millers pay farmers for sugarcane and also says how much millers can sell each month. It requires millers to sell 10% of their output at a cheaper price to the poor.
There is a lot of corruption going on. So many middlemen are created. It should be only one price. And if the government wants to make two price, let the government procure sugar directly, have a proper system, and then give it to the poor people. And when the price is double, everybody wants to do something, you know. See, the system needs to be corrected.
In contrast, in the Philippines, the government uses none of India's control mechanisms. The Sugar Regulatory Board monitors the domestic supply of sugar, but it does not impose prices or quotas on the industry. Archimedes Amara, the executive director of the Philippine Sugar Millers Association, says there is no shortage this year.
We're still producing a surplus. But the fact is that the Philippine sugar industry is not focused towards being an export-oriented industry. Our primary objective is just to produce enough for our domestic requirement. However, in order to stabilize prices in the domestic market, we do export the surplus that we produce.
Raw sugar production in the country has been increasing since 2005. Most of the country's sugar exports go to the United States because of a long-standing preferential trading agreement. Now the industry is gearing up to meet growing demand for ethanol, which can be made from sugarcane and used to power cars. As biofuel production gains ground in Asia, market experts say it could push sugar prices even higher. Amara says new areas in the Philippines are available for biofuel expansion.
We can afford to allocate about 10% of our total production for the ethanol. However, if ethanol requirement increases beyond the 10%, well, we're trying to encourage the ethanol producers to open up in new areas rather than the existing sugarcane areas.
The rise in sugar prices has left many in Asia worried that traditional sweets for two coming holidays, the end of Ramadan and the Chinese Mid-Autumn Festival, will be more expensive. Sugar industry experts say unless sugarcane production rises quickly, consumers will pay more for holiday treats. Hedda Bairon for VOA News, Bangkok.